Hello, this is a dictation for patient Jerrah Tongs, J like Japan, E-R-R-E-A-H, last name is Tongs, T-O-W-N-S, the date of visit as a new patient is 10-4-2024, date of birth is 10-30. And the date of accident is 8/19/2024. The chief complaints are throbbing, tingling pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, pain in the left shoulder, and headaches. The patient attributes all of the symptoms towards automobile accident that happened on 8/19/2024. The details of the accidents are as follows. Patient reports that he was involved in an automobile accident on 8/19/2024 at between 4 and 6 p.m. He was traveling in an Uber car as a passenger in the rear seat on the left side, behind the driver. And his cousin and a friend were traveling along with the Uber drivers, total 4 people. He cannot remember the kind of car they were traveling. He didn't know the speed of the car. He was not paying attention. However, the accident did happen near Chalmers, C-H-A-L-M-E-R-S, and Wade, W-A-D-E, in West Detroit. He was wearing a seatbelt, and he doesn't know the other car that hit them or its speed. He doesn't remember if the airbags were deployed or not. It appears that they were traveling in an Uber car, and the driver pulled off, and the car got hit by another car. He do not remember the side of the car where it was hit, or further details of the damage of the car. We have requested this patient to give us the details of the damage pictures, police report, so that it can be incorporated in the history. He cannot remember anything else, but he banged his head into something hard. That's the only thing he remembers. Then he went to emergency room, St. John Hospital, where he was there for 8 to 9 hours. St. John Hospital in Moras, in Detroit. A CT scan was done, x-rays were done, they were found okay. He was provided medication and discharged. History of presenting illness. Severe headaches is reported, which is affecting the front of the head, the back of the head, and it is 8 or 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. It does have some pain in the right and the left temple as well. Severe pain, severe headache, and constant, and sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise. Associated factor is nausea. Last vomiting was 3 days ago. Associated symptoms of TBI that are reported are dizziness, ringing in the ear on the left side, loss of balance, loss of memory, disoriented, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, nausea. Patient denies any issues with the taste or smell. Patient denies any vomiting or incontinence of the urine bowel. It denies any seizures, loss of consciousness, vertigo, loss of equilibrium. Patient also reports weakness, numbness and tingling. Of the buttocks and arms, as well as fatigue. He doesn't report any anxiety, depression, panic, sudden anesthesia, sleep disturbance, or difficulty walking, or lightheadedness. Regarding the pain syndrome, the patient is having pain, which is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the neck, mid back, and lower back. And into the left shoulder, which is 8 to 9. He has a difficult time lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. He reports some weakness of the left arm. However, he has not dropped any bone or any dinner plates. It's a throbbing pain, tingling pain, and is continuous. Can you review the records for the pain issues, which is quality of the pain, the intensity, modified factor for the pain, the laboratories for the treatment, past treatment, where he reported that he did go to a doctor in Dearborn, only one visit, who gave him a toradol injection, and naproxen was provided. PT was done 6 times in Dearborn, and one visit has been done. No chiropractic treatment. And please review the record for system review, surgical history, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history, personal history. And ADLs. Thank you. Physical examination. This is a 26-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clogging, polymachia. Alert, oriented. Hydration is good. Sitting comfortably. The patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. Good attitude, demeanor is exhibited. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well and is independent without using any adaptive device. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination, and there are no muscle spasms in the quadratus lumborum, trapezius, or cervical spine or the shoulder area. No muscle spasm, tenderness is noticed. No fasciculation and no proneness. In the musculoskeletal examination, on inspection, the entire spine has a normal curvature and alignment, and no scars are noticed. On palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. In the spine tenderness, no tenderness is noticed of the spine. Paraorbital muscle is not in spasm, and no hypertonicity is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal. At forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 35, hyperextension is not painful. All the maneuvers to identify and produce the pain in cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine are negative, and SI joint. In the left shoulder, patient has positive finding. Other than that, rest of the extremities, which is right upper extremities, the left elbow, hand, and the entire lower extremities, both sides are normal. They are warm to touch, well perfused, normal circulation, normal range of motions, normal reflexes, and no leg length discrepancy is noticed. Good test is negative. Gait is normal, not painful. Examination of the left shoulder reveals that there is a baseline pain of 8 to 9 today. Patient is maximally able to raise the arm up to 90 degrees of abduction and also forward flexion, beyond which patient is experiencing pain in the front and the back of the shoulder. The Hawken-Kennedy test is found positive, as well as the speed test and near test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. No motor weakness is noticed on the distally on the upper extremity, and no signs of penile sign or phalen sign are negative. No carpotomal compression system is found. Rest of the wrist and hand examination is normal on both sides. No fractures are noticed. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2 XXT. S09.90XA, CNS, R51, R42, nerves, M79.2, muscles, none, ligaments, M54.0, left shoulder, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, and S43.432D. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, etc. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, S23.3, XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.4, S33.5, XXA. The plan of care comes from the template. The treatment plan comes from the template also. The physical therapy is ordered 2 times per week with the neck and the lower back and left shoulder. And traction and massage is also ordered. Medications are provided. Following medication is Mobic 7.5 mg a day with food for 30 days for anti-inflammatory, Prilosec 20 mg a day for stomach protection, Allevel 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and anxiety, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lidocaine gel 5% is provided for topical pain relief, Tylenol with codeine number 3, 1 every 12 hours for 7 days, 10 tablets are provided. Theracet, 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PR, and 50 tablets are provided. Maps and labs have been reviewed. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Reference to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, yes. Interventional pain procedures, none at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Post medical records are ordered release from the St. John Hospital. Investigations, no investigations being ordered today. They'll wait for a few visits and go from there. DMs. The patient is provided with a order for neck brace, back brace, and a heating pad for further healing. Education, yes. And weight loss program, none. Disability, yes. Follow visit in 7 days. And direct contact, yes. Fatima, there is one issue that you can mention, that in the musculature examination, there was a positive spasm of the muscles in the quadratus lumborum, both side, trapezius muscles on both side, and cervical fibers of the trapezius, and also paravertebral muscles of the cervical spine, C1 to C7. No trigger points were noticed, but muscle spasm was present. Thank you. Oh, also, we found that the patient was experiencing some pain in the left SI joint and left hip area. So we need to put the diagnosis in the SI joint as M54.17, S33.5XXA. And the left hip examination was completely normal. In the left SI joint, we found paper test and the Gonsalin test was positive. The other tests, which are anterior post apprehension, the standing flexion test, iliocompression test, and distraction test was in general negative, but Faber test, Gonsalin test was positive on the left side. Please make that modification. Thank you.